Welcome to the podcast. As a listener, you're invited to claim your comp pass for our next live full-day Software Oasis virtual AI event with the world's top B2B AI experts. By attending, you'll join our engaged community of founders and executives from over 200,000 leading B2B global organizations. AI won't take your place, but a competitor leveraging it to drive results will. Learn the latest in AI first Thursday of every month. Tap green button at softwareoasis.com or use show notes link to secure your pass. I'd like to welcome everyone to this week's edition of the Consulting Spotlight. I'm your host, Michael Bernzweig, over at Software Oasis. I'm the founder of the company. And this week, we're actually being joined live by a very special guest. We have Marla Ballard. She's with U2Shine. And with that, I'd like to welcome you to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Michael. I really appreciate it. It's great to be here.
Yeah, no, very nice. And I'm glad that we were able to connect. And I guess to start, for anyone in the audience that may not be familiar with yourself or with U2Shine, can you talk a little bit about your journey getting to where you are and a little bit about what you and the team over at U2Shine do?
Yeah. So in U2Shine, we are a quantum personal development company, actually, and we were actually named the pioneer in quantum personal development by Forbes magazine last year. So we're pretty proud of that. My journey into personal development, probably like so many business people or entrepreneurs, started when I first went into business, right? I had to really grow and develop a lot of skill sets and even people skills, really, in order to succeed in business. And so, you know, I grew up as a farm kid in Kentucky. I married an Army guy, and I was initially the business manager for a racehorse farm. Got hired Sure. for that job even before I had graduated college with my equine degree from UK. So, you know, I've always loved business. I always have been a part, you know, my family always were solopreneurs or small business owners. And so that's just a natural fit for me. I love business and I love business people. But I had to really get creative after Chris got hurt in Iraq in a roadside bomb explosion, because I was trying to figure out how I was going to be available with him. And then also how we were going to get through that without going under, right?
Sure.
So, and so, you know, it's interesting. I talk with a lot of people, about different careers and different businesses. And I think that what we found is a lot of times as a couple, in order to be successful as a dual career family, if you want to have, a whole lot of quality of life as well as two careers, one usually has to sort of, take precedent over the other. And so with his active duty military career, that definitely took precedent over mine for a while. But then after he got hurt and was going to be medically discharged from the Army, that put me at a starting point, really, of having not a lot of work experience at that point, right? And kind of having to start over and figure things out. And so I actually started a wellness business selling nutritional products to doctors' offices, which was a huge learning curve.
Wow, and, what a big transition.
Yeah. Well, we had moved to the DC area. So I was in the biggest city I'd ever lived in, right? not a city dweller, small town kid. And so, yeah, so that was just a huge learning curve for me. But in order to support that, I was really trying to figure everything out. And so I met some amazing people that were also starting small businesses in real estate, mortgage, you know, all kinds of different things. And we actually started networking groups together to support our businesses and to help each other. And so for about 10 years in and around the DC region, I had a company where I was selling nutritional products to doctors all over the country. And then was helping with networking groups and teaching other business people as I learned how to network.
That's an amazing skill that will take you very far, no matter what you're doing in life.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I have so much love for business people, and I have an immense love for veterans. So as CEO for You to Shine, going into quantum personal development and wanting to support our mission and vision with really helping everybody, be the light they came here to be. And then as Unconquerable Me Director, that is a program that we're starting to really help support veterans as well.
So as far as You Do Shine, what what are some of the types of engagements and challenges you help individuals and businesses with? What are some of the different kinds of projects?
Well, I can tell you for myself, because in addition to being the CEO, I started out as a client, right?
Oh, wow.
And so I can tell you for myself that when I had my wellness company, the company that we were repping for, I was consistently a top 20 worldwide producer. They were putting me in all their publications, and I was on the international stage doing training and development for people all over the world. But I wasn't getting the results I wanted. I was very competitive. I didn't want to just be in the top 20. I wanted to be in the top 5 or number 1. And so I realized that I was hitting a limit of what I could do. And so in 2015, I actually hired a business coach, Victoria Rader, who's the founder of You to Shine. And she had come from the real estate industry and had been very successful in real estate during the downturn, during the crash. And she had been shifting from coaching business and real estate people. She was continuing to coach, but was shifting her focus more into spirituality and working with energy and the universal laws and physics, right? And so in quantum personal development, what we're actually working with is energy, quantum physics, and then applying the practicality of it into your daily life so that there's a rubber meets the road aspect to it. And so what I found actually was in that first year, I thought that when I was coming to business coaching, I really thought it was going to be about me learning better tactics or better sales skills. What actually my lid or limitation was actually my own trauma and my own grief that needed to heal.
And so a big part of your interaction with her started there.
Yeah, it really did. And so she had amazing tools and teachings that really helped me in that first year to overcome so much of my own challenges that were holding me back. And as I did that, I continued coaching with her, continued to grow my business, but I also started to actually come out in denial that I was not as happy as I wanted to be and wanted to move on to something else. And simultaneous to that, I had a lot of people that were asking me to go into coaching and consulting as well. And so about 2 years into working with her, I started another company just for coaching, intuitive healing, and consulting. And within my first week of hanging my shingle, I had clients. And so that was wonderful. But Vika had been in that space. And so as she was continuing to help me, I was starting to kind of model what she was doing. And the techniques and the things that she was licensing and trademarking at that point that she was starting to teach to other people were so beneficial to me. I naturally wanted to learn them so I could bring them to my own clients. And so for several years, she was building a company, I was building a company. And over time, as her company grew, she started contracting with me for clients that were more than she could see. And so at You to Shine, as of 2024, we have 17 coaches on staff, 17 coaches on the team. And last year, I shifted from being one of those coaches that was contracting into continuing to be a coach for You to Shine, but also the CEO.
That's a fantastic journey. And I think, the really exciting thing that I'm hearing there is not only, have you embraced the business, but you were also a client, and that led you to where you are. So that speaks volumes about your blue sky, you know, vision for where you're at with the organization. So I guess, you know, if you were to kind of touch upon, you know, what brought her originally to the space, and, you know, a little bit more about, you know, some of her vision.
Well, you know, one of the things that I have always loved and admired about Vika is she is so divinely guided. And we are a company that believes in God, higher power, right? And so I don't want to get into anybody's religion, sure, but that is a part of our belief system as a company from the founder. And so really her concept with You to Shine from the name, which started really 20 years ago, the goal was to help each individual be the light we came here to be, right? Because the recognition is we all have these amazing unique gifts and talents and experiences, right? You have amazing gifts that I don't have, Michael. And you have amazing life experiences that I don't have. And I have some that you don't have. But the idea is, and when each of us feel fully empowered to really share what we have into the world, then we are like puzzle pieces. We can help so many other people and help each other individually really have a high level of success. So that's the concept behind it. And for Vika, it's just such a deep mission and vision. It is for all of our team. We're all about empowering people to be their best self and to have the prosperity and the success that they want to have in life.
Interesting. And I guess maybe the foundational concept that would probably help everybody on the podcast wrap their head around things. Can you define quantum personal development? I think that might be very important to help the audience.
So when you think about energy and, you know, there's so much happening right now in the world around spirituality and energy and vibration, and everybody's talking about law of attraction and all these things, but there really are universal laws of physics. There are universal laws of physics that govern the flow of energy. And so when we're looking at quantum, you know, there's so much right now in the quantum realm because of quantum physics. There's quantum computing. There is, right? But it has to do with really understanding how the universal laws and how energy works, how energy flows, how we manifest, how we're made of energy, and what energies and vibrations we're aligning ourselves to. So for instance, if we were to look at something like abundance, everything is actually abundant. There is a universal law of abundance that says everything is abundant. And it really is. But sometimes we don't perceive quote unquote abundance because we're perceiving lack. But even in perceiving lack, we're perceiving an abundance of lack instead of an abundance of what we want. So when you start to understand how to work with the energies of those laws and the flow of energy to align yourself in the best and highest way to where you want, to who you are and where you want to go, that creates a huge quantum shift in what you're able to accomplish.
That makes a lot of sense. And mm-hmm. I guess, you know, when you're working with clients, how do you help them channel those energies, what they have or what they want to achieve to get to where they want to get to?
Well, the first thing really starts with helping people become aware of who they are, right? Mm-hmm. And the reality is that not everybody wants the same things out of life, but there's also a recognition that's so important of our wholeness. And so, you know, I had one of my mentors in business many, many years ago is to say, you know, what good is having all the money in the world if your health is going to crap, right? Or what good is it to have money and health if your mind isn't functioning, right? Or what if you have all those, but then you don't have any supportive relationships? So the first thing is really coming to wholeness of understanding that prosperity is having what you want in all the areas of life so that you feel supported and fulfilled. And so from there, we will work with each individual client to see where it is that they need the most support to develop and to learn how to really work with the different energies to do that. And so through that, we have lots of licensed and trademark tools. We have an incredible, our Quantum Freedom online program. We have an incredible database of online training. And then also with our 17 coaches, we have one coaching product that everyone is trained to deliver, which is phenomenal. But each coach also has their unique area that they work in really, really well. And so we have everybody on the team working in alignment. And so what may work for one client with one coach could be perfect. And then someone else might prefer a different coach, right? Because again, we all don't want the same things.
You know, and as we're talking, I'm realizing that the volume and the network of content, material, and individuals actually delivering the content is expansive. And you really, it sounds like you're touching a lot of lives.
We are. And we have coaches in we have clients in every single country around the world now. And we have, I think we were mapping out the other day, actually, all the different languages that we speak as a team. And I think we've got covered now eight to 10 different languages that people can speak fluently as well.
That's exciting.
It really is. But you know, what most coaching companies do is they have one formula and everybody coaching within that company learns that one formula. And so, what we're doing is a little unique because we're doing both. We have our Abundant Me program, which is a phenomenal one-on-one program that helps take you through opening all six mental faculties by learning how to work with the universal laws that govern those. And then each coach individually also has their own thing that is special and unique to their gifts as well. So that's what we're doing that's a little different.
So everything is customized for each client.
It is 100%.
So what would be a good example of the type of client that would work with your team and the journey that you might help take them along?
Well, I know for me, it's easier for me to speak for me than for anyone else, of course.
Sure.
For me, a lot of my clients have been small business people or veterans, veteran entrepreneurs, right? And so in that realm, people who are successful, have big dreams and goals, are solid leaders, but they're looking to get either more out of life, more out of their business, or more out of their team. And so we're working with what their individual needs are. With our Abundant Me program, where we're opening the six mental faculties, there's actually six mental faculties that we all have. They're perception, imagination, intuition, reason, memory, and will. And so the concept behind that is, as we expand and renew our mind, we're able to more fully be present to who we are and where we're going in the world. And so we work with people with that program, and the clients that are coming through our Abundant Me program, I've got them, it's a year-long program. We have clients now that are renewing into their second year because they love it so much, they want to repeat it. So that's just been extraordinary, and seeing the results that people are seeing. And I can, we have testimonials on our website, everything from increase in income to finding the significant other that they really wanted to have in their life. To having more fulfilling relationships, to better health. It runs the whole gamut.
So before the episode, we actually brought in a bunch of questions from the audience and all of that.
Oh, cool.
And, I always like to make sure early on in the episode, before I forget, and here we are way into the episode, that I at least bring in some of the questions that I've seen come in over and over again. And I'll kind of summarize, but I think one question that came in many different ways, but I think, summing it up, I think people are wondering, how can they use quantum principles, and maybe you want to bullet point some of the mm-hmm. concepts, to really overcome limiting beliefs and those beliefs that might, inhibit them from achieving empowerment and what they're looking to achieve.
Okay. Well, when you start to recognize that everything is energy, I mean, we really are energy. You know, we understand now through physics, if you go down below the cellular level of us, and then you go down below the molecular level, and then down below the atomic level, you're going to get to just light eventually. Right? So the first thing is realizing everything is made of energy. And that's the foundational principle of quantum physics and, you know, particle physics, string theory, all those things, is everything is an energy. And so then when you start to understand that there are things that actually govern the flow of energy in the universal laws. So whether you know about gravity or not, the reality is if you jump out of an airplane without a parachute onto the earth, you're going to go splat.
Right.
It's just... Right. So the thing that happens is we're all energy. So we're always working with energy. We're in energy. We just may not be aware of how that works or what we're doing in it because we don't know what the rules are. And so when we start to help people understand how to work with the flow of energy and how to really be aligned to the things that they want to create in life, then that becomes a game changer that creates a quantum leap that's different than just traditional mindset. You know, in regular personal development, it's all about mind over matter. Your thoughts control things, right? And we're taught that thoughts control things. That is true somewhat. But what most people don't realize is you cannot outthink your perception of who you are and how you feel. So I could tell myself all day long I'm not afraid of something, but if I truly feel afraid, that is the frequency of the energy that I'm on. So quantum personal development is actually a lot more in the heart, in the feeling of not just mind over matter, but actually love over mind over matter as we begin to really align to who we came here to be through love.
So you're really helping your clients or taking them on a guided journey to a place they may understand, but may have never been able to get to on their own.
Absolutely. And you know, here's the thing. Everybody has the capacity. You know, I know, we all know. We all know when something feels really aligned and we're like a full yes. Everything in us wants to go there. Everything in us wants to do this or whatever it is, right? We all know what that feels like. And we all know what it also feels like when something feels icky or off or not aligned. The key is learning how to recognize it sooner and how to stay in it so that we stay in the flow of what we want to accomplish.
So how does this all tie back to people's business lives and where they may be at and running their company or their organization or their department or wherever they may be at in the business world?
Well, I find that, of course, when you're working in the business world, you're going to meet people that have serious goals, like big goals, that are up to a lot of things and that are constantly creating and innovating. That is the nature of business, right? You know, sure. I always laugh because the reality of any business is we don't always know what we're doing. A lot of times we are making it up as we go because that is the nature of business. It is pure creation and innovation. And so when we're working with business people, we understand that having those big goals, and you also are often working with people who are innovative, creative, who are leading teams and working with lots of different personalities, different energies, different needs and wants on their teams. Right. And then on top of that, a lot of very intuitive people now, right? A lot of people in business are highly intuitive. They know that they know that they know when their gut wants to take them in a specific direction. That's part of what makes them successful. And so with that, we really help people expanding all of those capacities and abilities to really be able to feel fulfilled in it. And to see what their gifts and talents are so you can leverage those so much more fully in the world.
So can you give an example of either specific or just overall general business executive that either you or your team may have worked with over the years and the journey you brought them on, and how it impacted their business.
So, let me think. I'm just trying to think who I have permission to share about.
Sure, or it can just be general. That's fine.
Just in general. So I know. Well, let me do this. I'll use myself as an example because I feel comfortable talking about me more than sure. I feel about. I don't want to share. I don't want to accidentally break anybody's confidence. So let me be real sensitive to that.
I think it'll help give the audience a visual. You know.
So, for instance, you know, I went through an experience in my late teens and early 20s where I suffered a lot of trauma, really, really bad time. Right. And so through that, that has created a lot of survival and a lot of fear in me. Right. One of my biggest challenges in business continues to be to this day, the exposure of being in front of people in public, being photographed, being on podcasts, being interviewed. Right. Because for a long time, through that trauma, I was kind of internally wanting to just hide from the world, right? And so as we started to work with me and help me heal some of the grief and some of the hurt, the shift for me was not so much being grateful for the bad things that happened to me, but right. I now am so grateful for who I became through those things. And I'm so aware of the virtues that I have, like strength, resilience, drive, determination, and even some incredible intuitive and far-seeing abilities that I use as a CEO now to help the company that came through that. But I had to first heal in order to actually be able to see the upside of all of that. And then to be able to use it and to apply it.
I think that makes a lot of sense, and it sheds some light on, you know, a real example of where the whole concept fits into business. So now, one other thing that I noted were the Me apps, and I was hoping, maybe you could share with our audience how they help people transform their lives.
Oh, I love that question. Thank you for that. So let me first explain what Me is, because when you go to our site and when you learn about You to Shine, Me, a little M and a big E, is our registered trademark brand. And so the little M represents the mortal matter, the material, right? And that is our physical body, right? Our survival self. And then the E represents the big energy, right? That is the divine, the eternal energy, right? That pure love energy. And so we're a combination of both. You can't separate them. It's always going to be that we're a bit of both. And so all of our programs are based around that. So we have two apps. Our main one is our Empower Me app, and it's such a cool little app. When you download it and you go to it, there are multiple different sets within that app. So there's a set for healing grief. There's a set for accessing freedom. There's a set for meditations, little mini 3-minute meditations. We've got 21 of those in there. There's an amazing set called My Answer and My Money. And so essentially what you do is you click on whichever one of those you're interested in getting support with in that moment. And it loads up this thing like a magic eight ball. You remember the old magic eight ball where you shake it and you get an answer? So this little magic eight ball comes up on your screen. You can either press it or you can shake your phone, and it will actually load up exactly what you need in that moment for you.
Wow.
It's so cool. And so that's our primary app, is our Empower Me app, because there's so much in there for people. And then the second app that we have is called Master Me. What Master Me is a set of virtues. So for instance, every day of every week of every month, you can actually bring in an activation by expanding a specific virtue. So let's say I want to develop the virtue of leadership. I can go to the Master Me app and look for leadership, and there will be 7 days of and I call them activations, not affirmations. An affirmation is when you say it out loud. An activation is when we actually energetically bring it all the way in through you. And so there are 7 activations then for leadership. And so I can bring in and really connect to the feeling of leadership and the virtue of that, if that's what I'm looking to expand. And so that's what our Master Me app does.
So if you could maybe bullet point it for me, you know, for our audience, just so that they understand. So like, as far as like energy itself, what role does energy play in personal development overall? Is there, you know, like a framework for how you look at energy?
Well, if you look at everything, even money is technically a representation of energy flow, right? So when you think about 3 things we talk about all the time is whether or not we have time, whether or not we have physical energy, and whether or not we have money. It's all one energy, but those are 3 ways where we see how well we're doing with it, right?
And how do we align all of that with goals? I guess mm-hmm. maybe that's the ultimate question.
Okay, gotcha. So for instance, it really works like this in quantum personal development. And so when we think of manifesting, when we have a goal, if we have a goal, we have it because we don't have it yet, right? So if I'm here and I've got this big goal, this goal is up here. All right. The reason that I'm not there yet is because I haven't gotten to the higher vibration that my goal is on, for whatever reason. So in essence, we think of manifesting, or people talk about the law of vibration or law of attraction as bringing it to us. What I'm actually doing is I'm growing myself until I'm on the frequency of the thing that's just outside of my reach. So one way that we do that is through the practice of gratitude, because we actually don't just manifest through thinking about the goal. We're manifesting through how we feel about it. So if I have this big goal and I'm connecting daily to being so grateful for all the things that I already have, or all the aspects of that I've already created, and not just thinking I'm grateful or writing I'm grateful, but genuinely feeling that energy, then each time that I feel that, I'm on that frequency of that feeling of that, I'm closer to having that happen. By the same token, though, if I'm looking at a big goal and I'm thinking and feeling, I'm not enough, I'm never going to get there, I've no idea how to do it, I've never had that before, maybe I'm not even capable, things are always out of my reach, and I'm feeling daunted or afraid or diminished by a big goal, then that's the vibration that I'm on energetically. So we help align so that people can align the feeling to the goals and get there faster.
Makes a lot of sense. So I want to make sure we leave our audience with some practical steps. And
awesome.
Can you give us, our listeners, some practical steps they can take today to start their journey towards empowerment?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that we came out with as a company last year that we are super excited about is our mygiftoffer.com. When you go to mygiftoffer.com, you will download a free ebook. And that free ebook actually contains the 50 most limiting beliefs that hold people back that we've identified through thousands of clients. So they're pretty universal to everybody, right? And sure. Then with that, you get to go to a video program that gives you the tool of our licensed and registered trademarked Free Me EFT to help you actually work through releasing that limiting belief and changing it into something that's going to be more serving for you. And so that's available immediately at mygiftoffer.com.
Yeah, and we'll leave that in the show notes as well, so people have access to that. And I guess a final question. Do you have some advice for anyone that might be listening who kind of feels stuck or overwhelmed in their life or their business, you know, like at this moment? Like how would you reach out to them, and what type of advice might you give?
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, one thing that, that came in right away when you asked me that is there is a law of polarity. And the law of polarity says that there's a bottom and a top to everything, right? There's a bottom frequency and a high frequency. And so what happens is a lot of times we might get stuck at the bottom and we think that that's where we are because we don't realize that there's another place to go. So for instance, if I'm stuck at fear, right, then I got to ask myself, well, what would be the opposite of fear, right? And for me, it would be love. So the moment that I realize that I'm at the bottom, here's the gorgeous thing. The potential that I have at that point is immense. Even as I think I'm lacking, that's actually where I have the most potential. So now all I have to do is recognize, okay, I'm stuck and I'm okay. And that's normal. But now I can choose. And so what would I like to choose instead so that I start to move up that pole?
I love that final positive note, because you're really looking at it from a positive perspective of here we are, you know, at a certain point, but things can head in a better direction.
Yeah. And that's the thing. We all hit the bottom sometimes. Everybody does. It's normal. It's part of our experience. But that's also when we have the most potential.
Well, thank you so much for joining and taking our listeners on this journey today. I think it's really very exciting. And once again, we've had Marla Ballard from U2Shine joining us on the Consulting Spotlight today. For anyone that's tuning in for the first time, in addition to the Consulting Spotlight, we also have the Career Spotlight and the Software Spotlight, the original podcast. And if you'd like to keep up on the latest going on here at Software Oasis, you can always go to softwareoasis.com/subscribe and join our weekly newsletter to keep up on everything that's going on. So once again, Marla Ballard, thank you so much for joining us on this Consulting Spotlight.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks for tuning in to the Software Oasis Podcast Network. With more than 200,000 listeners each month, you're invited to join our engaged community of B2B founders and executives at our next live full-day Software Oasis virtual AI event with the world's top B2B AI experts. Reserve your comp pass today. Get ahead with real AI strategies. Join the first Thursday of every month. Tap green button at softwareoasis.com or use show notes link to claim your spot today.